SBS Radio.
Business class,
and
I think there's
mates
that we can't breathe. I don't know. I think we're getting hijacked.
We have some
planes just
stay quiet.
American Airlines emergency line. Please state your emergency.
Hey, this is Nitty at American Airlines calling. I am monitoring a call in which flight 11, the flight attendant is advising our reps that the pilot, everyone's been stabbed.
Going back to the airport. Don't try to make any stupid moves.
Tuesday morning, September the 11th, 2001. Rush hour in New York City under a clear blue sky. Almost 3,000 people would die in New York, in Washington, D.C., and in a lonely field in nearby Pennsylvania by the time the last of four hijacked planes crashed in a coordinated attack. Just before 8 o'clock in the morning, Mohammed Atta and four other men board American Airlines Flight 11 at Logan Airport in Boston, bound for Los Angeles. 15 minutes into the flight, the men make their move. Armed with small knives, they violently force their way into the cockpit. Mohammed Atta, the leader who had taken flight training in the United States, takes control of the plane.
Our number one has been stabbed and our five has been stabbed. Can anybody get up to the cockpit? We can't even get into the cockpit. We don't know who's up there.
At the same time, Flight 175 also takes off from Boston, headed for Los Angeles. And then a third plane, American Airlines Flight 77, also bound for Los Angeles, departs from Washington, D.C. At 8:24, Mohammed Atta turns the first plane sharply towards New York City. A fourth plane, Flight 93, takes off from Newark, New Jersey, bound for San Francisco.
Something believed to be a plane crashed into the South Tower of the World Trade Center. I just saw flames inside. You can see the smoke coming out of the tower. We have no idea what it was.
This just in, you were looking at obviously a very disturbing live shot there. That is the World Trade Center, and we have unconfirmed reports this morning that a plane has crashed into one of the towers.
We have just received word that a plane apparently has crashed into the tower, one of the two towers. At this point, we don't have further information regarding the type of plane.
We have an eyewitness on the telephone who tells us that he has seen an airplane crash into the World Trade Center. His name is Tony Arrigo. He is on East 12th Street. Tony, can you please tell us what you witnessed?
Yes, I can tell you what happened. I was taking the garbage out of the building when we heard this roaring engines coming. We looked up and there was a plane. Next thing you know, we heard boom. We ran up to the corner and hit right into the World Trade Center.
It was actually the North Tower, but the first reports reflected the utter confusion on the ground. And then at 9:03, Flight 175, the second plane out of Boston, smashes into the South Tower. There's panic now on the streets of New York City. Meanwhile in Florida, then US President George W. Bush is visiting school children about to read them a book when his chief of staff whispers in his ear about the second plane saying America is under attack. The country's aviation authority orders all flights in Northeast America to land, an order soon sent nationwide. U.S. media then begin reporting the intelligence community considers al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden to be a probable suspect. And then at 9:28, shouts of Mayday from the fourth flight, Flight 93 out of New Jersey. And then the third plane, Flight 77 out of Washington, strikes the Pentagon.
We were up there on the roof up there, and a guy yelled down that they bombed New York City. And I was just watching the White House just to see anything, if it could happen, what's going to happen. And next thing you know, from out of nowhere, you just saw a plane real low and just went straight. Didn't come in from high, came in real low, and just the back end of the Pentagon just blew it up. Big mushroom fire cloud. Insane.
At 9:39. The very moment that attack hit the news, flight controllers overhear one of the attackers on Flight 93, the fourth hijacked plane, warning his passengers.
Hi, the captain. I would like to remain aboard and are going to back to the airport and have our demand to remain quiet.
2 minutes after U.S. airspace is shut down, flight attendant Cece Lyles leaves her husband a message.
Tuesday, 9:47 a.m.
Hi, baby. Baby, you have to listen to me carefully. I'm on a plane that's been hijacked. I'm on the plane. I'm calling from the plane. I want to tell you I love you. Please tell my children that I love them very much. And I'm so sorry, babe. I don't know what to say. There's three guys. They've hijacked the plane. I'm trying to be calm. We're turned around. And I've heard that there's planes that's been flown into the World Trade Center. I hope to be able to see your face again, baby. I love you.
At 9:52, the U.S. National Security Agency intercepts a phone call between a Bin Laden associate and someone in the Republic of Georgia that one more target remained. It's believed to have been either the Capitol building or the White House in Washington, D.C. But at 9:57, the passengers on Flight 93 revolt, rushing at the cockpit from the rear of the plane. The plane crashes into an empty Pennsylvania field. Back in New York, the disaster moves to another level. The South Tower of the World Trade Center collapses at 9:59, just under an hour after it was hit. And half an hour later at 10:28, the North Tower collapses. Officially, 2,753 people died in the attacks on the World Trade Center. Another 184 died in the Pentagon attack. 40 passengers and crew died in the Pennsylvania crash. Add the 19 hijackers and the final toll was just 4 people short of 3,000. At 1:04 that afternoon, little more than 4 hours after the first plane hit the first tower, President George W. Bush addresses the nation.
Freedom itself was attacked this morning by a faceless coward.
Earth.
And freedom will be defended.
Earth.
I want to reassure the American people that the full resources of the federal government are working to assist local authorities to save lives and to help the victims of these attacks. Make no mistake, the United States will hunt down and punish those responsible for these cowardly acts.
Alan Lee, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.